Teresa Rowe. To find out more about Shaped by Faith and Teresa Rowe, please visit shapedbyfaith.com or visit the YouTube channel, Facebook, or Instagram. And now, here is Teresa Rowe.
Welcome to Shaped by Faith, where we shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. Special guests today, mother and daughter, Heather and Emerson Mertens, have seen God partner with them in so many numerous ways, all of which have prepared them for this wonderful journey they're now in to bring change to the industry of dance by providing a family-friendly, God-honoring professional dance company and school where dancers can excel in all forms of dance and stage performing by telling these beautiful stories that bring solid biblical values to the human experience. Heather is the administrative and associate creative director, and Emerson is the artistic director of City Ballet Theater in Columbia, Missouri. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith, ladies.
Thank you, Teresa. You so much. So glad to be with you again.
Well, we had so much to talk about last time. I believe you were on in early December, and we decided, you know what? We need to come back together again and continue our conversation. So that's what we're doing today. So if it, any time in this conversation, if you just want to recap anything that we said in December, that would be great as well. But let's hear from both of you. Tell us what you do and why you decided to open a professional dance company and school.
Well, thank you, Teresa. We decided after many years of Emmy studying to be a dancer. She just fell in love with it at a very young age. And we just decided through the years that if we were ever to have our own place, we would pay attention along the way. What would we do? What would we not do? We prayed about it often. God really did some surprise changes and turns of the corners here and there. You'll hear some of that today with Emmy's story. But we really wanted to initially have a place to do exactly what you said, change this industry from the inside out. There's a lot of negativity, and we really want the positivity, but in a Christ-honoring way. And so that's essentially, wouldn't you agree, Emmy?
Yes.
That's essentially it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That is what we believe God laid on our hearts, and He provided a way to do that sooner than we even realized.
Yes.
We didn't even know if this was going to happen, and He brought it to fruition.
So it's been a whirlwind.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's pretty awesome. And just to watch how God has brought this all about, when did you open the doors to your dance company in school?
So we opened last July, so July 2022.
Wow. Okay. So not even a year.
Yeah, barely 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just had a big production of the Nutcracker. Is that correct?
That is correct. We did the Nutcracker, and we also had with it, it was like a double feature show. So we did the Nutcracker in one half, and then the other half was Unto Us, which was a telling of the birth of Christ.
How did you get that all together just opening in July? I mean, seriously.
Well, yeah. A miracle.
Right?
That's serious. Miracle.
Everyone asks us that. I think sometimes we still ask that. It is. It's very much just God brought things together that were better than we could have even planned. So it came together in an amazing way.
Wow.
Yeah, people in the community donated costumes. Our church came through for us with an auditorium.
Yes.
We had a Nutcracker tea party beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
We had more guests at our first show than we could have ever imagined. Our city's not huge, so we're not talking thousands, but we were super happy with the amount of people who came to us and said, I don't have a student here, but I just want to buy tickets. I've been looking for something like
that. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
We had over 200 people come to our first show, and that was amazing.
Yeah.
It was just,
wow.
It was such a opportunity to share art and what we love, but also to share the love of Christ and the real meaning of Christmas as well.
Yeah.
That is so unique. You know, I'm sure there's other dance studios around the country that are Christ focused. You're the first that I know of. Of course, you know, I'm in Kentucky. I don't get out a lot. I'm just kidding. But you just don't hear about the Christ centered focused in the arts.
There's not.
So that is very amazing that you actually had 200 people show up for your production, and you just opened in July. Wow. So as I understand it, your dance school's grown nearly double since your show in December. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
We were amazed at God bringing in people who had seen the show, people who had not seen the show. They had just seen clips after the show. Mm-hmm. They had seen advertisements for the show, but didn't get to come. We have literally lost count. I should keep count, but we've literally lost count of the amount of people who've walked through the door and have told us in our conversations, we have been praying for a place like this.
Oh, and God answers prayers, doesn't he?
Yes, it's definitely all him, because we're just following what he wants us to do, to be very family friendly and accessible. Mm-hmm. You know, most places you go, you take your child to dance and you don't ever see the director, or you don't get to talk to them, or you don't feel like a part of a family. And we have built up a family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible.
Yeah, and I love that it's those God stories that I love to hear. Like, one family came to us right after the show, and the mom let us know. She said, I was praying for some place for my daughter to go, and I wanted something that was God-honoring. And she said, that night I saw your Nutcracker show pop up on the internet, and she said, I'd never even heard of you. And so they came to the show, and that's what brought them, and they loved the Unto Us, and that we put that mission out there in front with everything we do. So that was pretty amazing to hear.
Mm-hmm. To God be the glory. And I do believe that's the reason why God is sending people your way, because of your obedience. But not only obedience, of course, that's extremely important, but you're placing him first. Even above the arts and the entertainment, you're placing God first at the very center of what he's given you, because obviously what you both do, God has given you those giftings, and he's the reason, but you're giving him the glory. And I think that's the biggest thing. I think when people get into things and businesses that, you know, when they start to become successful, I'm not saying all people, but, you know, sometimes that me gets in the way of God. You know, God, it's his, it's because of him. So,
Well, and I think a lot of people have seen the health issues that both Emmy and I have been through, and even seeing what we've been through and what he is accomplishing through us now physically is a miracle. People are actually seeing a miracle happen in front of their eyes, because Emmy thought there was a time where she thought she wouldn't be able to dance any mm-hmm. again.
Well, let's get into that, Emmy. We've only got like 2 minutes in this segment, but we can continue it in a second. So let's talk about what are your health issues and what are those you've struggled with for over 20 years?
Yes. So this is something I remember touching on briefly in our last, interview, but as far as like what I deal with on a daily basis, I have hypermobility of the Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It's the hypermobility type. And I also have fibromyalgia and scoliosis. So I have kind of three main things that can affect each other and that affect me quite regularly. They're all things that I can have really good days and I have really bad days. It just depends on how my body reacts to things. So that was something that, without knowing a lot of that for a long time, it made it very difficult to figure out how much I could do physically. I couldn't understand why I had pain or fatigue. And there were days where I couldn't even hardly get out of bed because it was just, my body was so heavy. It was like trying to pick up bricks. And so over the years, God really brought me on a journey through that as well, and brought me to some answers that I had needed my whole life in finding out exactly what I was dealing with and then how to move forward through that so that I could dance again and also just live life without so much of that pain and fatigue every day.
Yeah, because there's no cure.
Right.
There's no cure for either one. I deal with the fibromyalgia as well. Mm-hmm. There's no cure for either one. So we spent many years looking for doctors to even give us a glimpse of what it could be. So finding an answer while still believing and praying for healing, mm-hmm. we felt like God was saying, do this and let people see what I can do through you.
Yeah.
Let's take a real quick break here, ladies, because I want to hear more of this, and so do our listeners, okay? We'll be right back with more Shaped by Faith. Everyone, stay tuned.
I'm Mark.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Shaped by Faith. Heather and Emerson Mertens are my guests today, and they operate a God-honoring professional dance company and school. And so, Heather, you were talking about, and Emmy, both of you were talking about the health issues that Emmy struggled with and that you've struggled with, Heather, and you were talking about that there's really no cure. Is that correct?
Yes, there's no cure for it's something she was born with, and the fibromyalgia came out of that. And I deal with that as well. So it is something that before she was diagnosed in 2019, finally, and I as well. We were about a year apart, I think,
with the fibromyalgia.
With the fibromyalgia as well.
Yeah.
And so she spent most of her life. She's 28, mm-hmm. and she spent most of her life not knowing. We would spend countless nights up all night. She would be crying because of the pain was so bad. She could barely take a breath. It affects so much of her body. Ligaments would slip off the bones, and there are just different symptoms that we deal with, and her more so than myself. And so it was very difficult, and how that really, Emmy can tell you more, but how that played into her dance was a lot of teachers didn't understand, and they didn't try to. They would think she was not working enough or too lazy, or and oddly enough, she was so talented. God had given her a gift. She was often chosen for many of the lead roles and things, but yet there were teachers along that path that really pushed us to find out more and figure out what was going on, because we knew that's not what it was. She was an extremely hard worker. And so finding a diagnosis, even while waiting for a healing, mm-hmm. is so important. I think people miss that, and it helped, didn't it?
Yeah, and I do believe that's something else we're trying to change in this industry with what we're doing, is because there is that air of perfection in the dance world, especially entertainment in general is like that, but especially in dance. And so there is that element of if you don't fit a certain mold, then you're not good enough. And so we put that on ourselves a lot. It's something that unfortunately comes natural in that world. And so I had a lot of that, and that was difficult, and that played into my not thinking I could dance anymore, is because I thought, well, I can't reach this certain standard because of my physical issues. And so that's something, it's been a healing journey for me too, as well, to come into this. And I just did the role of Sugar Plum in the Nutcracker, which I never thought I'd get to do. You know, that's kind of every little ballerina's dream role. And so getting to do that and share that, and then also share the reality with the students and the audience. We told the audience ahead of time, this is what I deal with. We want you to know it's not perfect. It's not going to be, you know, it wasn't everything that everybody thinks it should be probably, or what I thought it should be. But I got to dance again after 4 or 5 years of thinking I'd never get to. And so that was such a special moment for me, because it didn't have to be what I always thought it had to be. It was just what it gave me.
And I remember when she came off the stage right after that, because this is how she drew strength from the Lord, was trusting him through all this dance. I remember her coming off the stage, and she still talks about it to this day, of how we look at the video and she said, wow, God sustained me. I couldn't have done it without God. And it looked beautiful. People who are dancers were telling her how beautiful she looked up on that stage. And that's God, because
absolutely,
she couldn't do it without God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you are on, you know, that you spoke to your audience. You don't see that either. You just don't. shared your story and your testimony, and that is so impactful for someone else to hear that, and then it lets them know, I don't have to be perfect, you know? I may have things that I don't have to strive for that perfection, but God will sustain us. Now, Emmy, you were going to move to Florida at one point, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, for health reasons.
Right, yeah. That, and I love Florida.
Who doesn't? Yes. So do you want to share that story and why you're going to move there?
Yeah, that is a very interesting story. I was actually, last January and February, so literally a year ago, I really thought I was going to Florida. I had been there a little bit before, years before. I lived there very briefly, loved it, wanted to go back. And so that's where I saw myself going. That's where I had planned. And I thought maybe I'd go down there and dance or
open. You had danced there.
Yeah, I had danced there a little bit, mm-hmm. but I thought maybe I'd go back and then maybe possibly open a school there someday off in the future. And so I was headed on my way out. I had made up my mind that I was going to Florida. And it was probably end of February, beginning of March. I literally just woke up one day and I just felt like God laid it on my heart. No, you're supposed to stay here. There's a reason you're here. I thought there wasn't because I had lived here off and on mostly for 10 years. And I just never really knew. I was in a waiting season of figuring out what was going on in my life and what God was going to bring forward. And
but yet still trying to dance through the years and everything.
And, but it was in that moment that I made my plans, but God had different plans, which I always think of the verse that says, you know, the man plans out his steps, but then God, you know, he shows him where to go, basically. I'm paraphrasing, obviously.
No, right. And yes. God's plans are so much better than ours. It's interesting, though, how he takes the plans that we think we're going to do mm-hmm. and he repositions them or realigns them with his plans that he has. And they're so much better.
Yes, just a few months after that, it was in mm-hmm. March that she came to me and she said, I'm supposed to stay here. I'm supposed to open a place here. And we started looking for buildings for studio rent, to rent. And it was a whirlwind from there.
It was.
He connected us with the owners of a big fitness center here. And they're Christians. Mm-hmm. And they just loved our concept, the family-friendly concept, and everything that we wanted, they agreed with.
And you know what's really funny is, if I'm being completely honest, I wasn't too happy about my plans getting changed. I really wanted to go to Florida.
Yeah, so, sometimes we're not at first, right? And I love – let me tell you this, ladies. I love that you started looking for buildings. It reminds me of when I started looking for fitness buildings. But you started looking – like you knew God spoke to your heart. You know that, you know, that was God. And then you took action. You didn't just sit there and say, well, I'm going to journal about it, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But you took action. You went physically looking. I love that. I want everyone to hear that. You've got to take action, right?
I don't want this to sound negative, but we're not wealthy people. We had to lean into God, and he has provided our expenses every single month. We don't even have enough students to pay all the bills,
but yet
he has provided donations.
Yeah. It really did feel like a leap of faith, and that's not to say anything on our part. That's just to say God sometimes, I think, gives you just a little glimpse of something, and then he says, just take that step and just trust me. And that's one of those things that I thought I knew what I wanted, but then God showed me what I really needed, and that's what I ended up wanting out of that.
Well, and you had to trust God, Emmy.
Yeah.
You had, like Heather said, lean into him for everything, but you had to make that decision. Am I going to trust God? Is that, I know that's God. So you trusted him. You did not look back, even though you wanted to go to Florida. Most people would. I'm just saying. God told you to stay put because he had better plans for you. I love that. I love that. And that's a lesson for everyone in, you know, wherever we're at in life. When God speaks, listen. And then, you know, whatever he's saying to do, you step in that direction. You step towards that. So we've got 1 minute left. How has living with that disease that you have, Emmy, helped you draw upon the strength of the Lord?
It has been, it's been a challenge, if I'm being completely honest, but what it does is it helps me to remember that it really is his strength and not mine in everything that I do, because I'm a human. I am very weak in every way, you know, like that's just how humanity is. And I've learned to accept that over the years. I think a lot of times we put too much pressure on ourselves. We should be the best we can be. But we shouldn't put such high of standards that we don't understand that it's not our doing. It's God's, and that he's the one that brings us through and provides and all of that. So that's where I really leaned into that more, especially in this last year.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break right here. We'll be back with more Shaped by Faith. Everyone stay tuned. First, welcome back to Shaped by Faith. Heather and Emerson Martins, you both are amazing. You run a God-honoring professional dance company and school. I love hearing about how God has sustained you through disease and illness, and Emmy's still dancing and God is still working. And Heather, both of you are just being so obedient to God. And I think that's a lesson for all of us. Emmy, I understand you were recently interviewed for a major magazine where you live, because of your mom entering your story.
Yes.
Tell us about it. And were you surprised?
Yes, I was very surprised. I did not know anything about it, actually. She found out that they were having an entry contest for the very first entertainment issue they were going to do. So it's like a Got Talent of our area, basically, is what it is. So they were wanting submissions for people that were singers and painters and everything in the city that is considered art and entertainment. And so that was back in November, December time. And so she just entered me with like 3 days to go. She didn't even know about it until then. Didn't tell me anything about it until the day that I found out they chose me, because she came in to me and said, "Hey, I have something to tell you. I wrote this and I submitted it to this thing. And what do you think about it?" And I said, "Oh, that's really wonderful. Thank you. That's really nice." And she said, "Well, I'm glad you feel that way because you won." So that was a huge shock to me. And all I thought at that moment was, I really believe God wants this story out there for his glory, because it's not me. And that's something I've been hearing from day one of doing this, is just remember that this isn't about you.
Yes.
You know, it's about God and what he's doing. And that was confirmed to me even more when the interviewer came to the studio several weeks ago. It was last month. He came in to interview me, and he said, what happened is it got down to like 4 or 5 people that they were going to choose from, and they just couldn't decide. So they brought it into him as one of the editors and writers, and they said, "Here, you choose." And he said he looked through everything, and when he saw the story that mom had submitted about me, and he saw my performance of "Mary, Did You Know" that we had put online, he said it touched him so much, he almost started to cry when he said it, which was very touching to me. And he said, "I knew I had to choose you and your story," because he said that faith element really touched me, because I'm a Christian too. And I think it's so wonderful and so important. And that's when I knew then, especially, that this is what God wanted out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I mean, you just don't see that too often happening, you know. And again, I do believe it boils down to Emmy and Heather, both your obedience, in serving God with all that you are and just giving everything over to him. That is awesome. So God has obviously brought about beauty from ashes, and we would call ashes maybe the, you know, your health struggles, the disease you suffer with. But you know, sometimes I think if we were perfect and we didn't have anything going on, would we truly be thankful and lean into God? You know, we know this life, this side of heaven, is not going to be perfect, but we know God is perfect, and he perfects our ways as we lean into him. And Emmy, I cannot imagine, and you as well, Heather, how many people you will point to Jesus Christ because of your story. So to God be the glory. And I'm so excited for you. That is so amazing.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
You'll have to come see a show, Teresa.
Yes.
I would like that. I would. And I love our connection here. So either one of you, let me put this question out there. How would you encourage someone who is struggling with their own health issues, and God has given them this unique talent and gifting? Maybe it's different from dancing, you know, but they're struggling to even move forward. How would you encourage them?
Well, I think I've tried to encourage both Christians and non-Christians in my walk. And that is most non-Christians who are going through something so painful as, say, like I have with physical illness, they're searching for an answer. And I say, turn to God, at least give God a chance. That's kind of the main answer is please just give God a chance. And for Christians, I've often tried to encourage them, and we do in the dance studio as well, just to turn to God in trust. It may not always look like you think it should or would. He may work through you in a way that's not what you even pictured. But to just lean into God and trust Him. And I will say this. This is probably the most important thing for me anyway, to encourage people to do that in every moment. It's not a one time a day thing.
Mm-hmm. That's
it's
right.
Really trusting God every moment. And as we move forward with what we're doing in the school and in the company, we've got an Easter show planned. Mm-hmm. It is all the first half of the show is about things like this, actually.
Yeah.
It is about
the struggles that people go through,
depending on money or illnesses or depression, anxiety. And then the second half is the hope that Christ brings. And we're trying to do that around Easter. So we're excited.
Wow. Let me tell you what, I can say probably the sky is open for both of you to do those things that maybe you thought were impossible, but with God are possible because of your trust. Again, because of your obedience. So I know our time is out, so I'm going to have you come back on later this year. How about that?
That'd be wonderful.
Yes. And, we're praying about maybe doing something together in the near future, bringing it together. Yeah. So, that is exciting. So thank you both for coming on Shaped by Faith again.
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. And thank you for listening. I'm Teresa Rowan. Everyone have a blessed day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Shaped by Faith with Teresa Rowe. Remember to visit shapedbyfaith.com to find out more about workouts, the TV show, podcasts, blogs, Shaped by Faith products, and much more.
From the Cabinet Doors and More Studio, this.